Democrats are counting on minorities, Republicans are banking on those in the military, and each says the other party is doing its best to keep opponents from voting. Inner-city Milwaukee ballots may be limited and soldier ballots late. Colonel Ray Boland oversees Wisconsin Vets for Bush.
We're here today to bring attention to the deplorable actions that have resulted in the possibility that military votes may not be counted in this election.
Absentee ballots went out late in at least 8 of 15 swing states because of legal wrangling over whether third-party candidate Ralph Nader should be included. He's on Wisconsin's ballot. But U.S. soldiers in Iraq, like 22-year-old Khalid Hansen of Prairie du Chien, are still waiting to get that ballot. His mother, Linda, says her son wants to vote for President Bush.
He believes in what President Bush is trying to do there, and he actually signed up and enlisted after Operation Iraqi Freedom began.
Ohio and Washington have extended their deadline for overseas voters. Wisconsin has not. And Iraqi veteran Dan Buttrey of Milwaukee says time's running out for soldiers to get absentee election ballots filled out and returned.
There's websites that are available to assist these service members to at least do a federal write-in absentee ballot, but that does not allow them to vote for a state candidate.
In 23 states, soldiers and others overseas can fax ballots, but Republicans say it's unclear if those votes will be counted. The U.S. government is trying to speed up military mail and taking other steps to ensure overseas voters have a chance to cast their ballots. Democratic Party spokesperson Seth Buffelli says local Republican concerns are overblown and hypocritical.
They're talking about, you know, all these hypotheticals that don't exist, but at the same time, there's hard proof that they want to restrict the number of ballots that go out into inner-city Milwaukee polling places.
The city of Milwaukee wants more ballots than Milwaukee County is willing to print. The officials representing each area support different presidential candidates. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.